Good morning, everyone. You know, that last song we just heard, it starts a lot of thoughts in my head. I mean, it's living for the King. You know, us as Christians, you know, we know that's what we need to do. We need to live for the King. And then I listen to, or I look at who sang this song. This song was sung by Ronnie James Dio. I mean, you would never guess that he would sing that song. And none of us have any clue as to where he was at in his, I mean, he never professed that he believed in Jesus or anything like that. I got no clue where that man was at spiritually. And but you wonder, when to sing a song like that, God, something's got to be stirring your mind. You know, to live for the King, I mean, it'd be hard to, especially with the feeling that that man could put into singing. I liked the way he sang, and I know there's Christians that believe we shouldn't listen to rock and roll, but I'm sorry, I do. I like rock and roll. And, you know, you look at a man like that, it's like, you suppose when he was singing that, that touched his heart also, and he was like, you know, where am I going when this is all over? Yeah, he's no longer with us, and I wonder, maybe someday we'll see him. Maybe we won't. I don't know. I hope we do. Well, I don't know if y'all understood what RJ was saying, but practice would be at the earliest at 11. You realize how long I got to preach? Man, I could keep you guys here. I don't know if I know how to preach that long, but I sure could. But I won't do that to you. Let's start with prayer. Our God and Father, we love you. We thank you for everything you do for us. Lord, I know we complain about the rain when it rains like this. I don't know why the weather does what it does or why we have these rainouts. But Lord, we know that you love us. And you love the fact that even so we're here in the rain, we're still here to worship you. So as we get ready to hear from you, I was asked that you just speak through me. Let everyone here get something out of this that they can use in the days and years to come. We just thank you ever so much, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it is a beautiful day other than the mud. You know, a lot of us go through a lot of adversity. You know, we struggle with stuff. A lot of times things aren't going right. You know, we fight depression. I mean, life is not always easy. You know, there's just stuff going on all the time. And we sit there like, why do we have to go through this stuff? What is this all about? I mean, what's the source of all this adversity? Why can't it just be easy? Yeah, you know, hey, I made a decision for Jesus, and Jesus is my Savior, and I know I'm going to heaven, but why is my life so hard? Well, I picked out 4 points of why we may be going through adversity. And the first one is, yeah, it may just be physical exhaustion. It could be that you're just doing too much. I mean, how many of us know when to say no? You know, phone rings. Hey, man, can you come help me do this? Yeah, I'll be right there. Hey, what are you doing next weekend? I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to do this. We're always busy just doing stuff. And, you know, maybe we're just wore out. Maybe we just need to lay down, get a good night's sleep. I was listening to a preacher from California, and a little bit of what I'm talking about, I kind of stole from his message because I really liked the way he presented it. But like he was saying, he loves to work out. And when he gets really depressed, a lot of times he'll go work out for an hour, and all of a sudden he's feeling better. So it's not always spiritual. It may just be that you're tired and you need to get your stuff together and just get a good night's sleep. So that's one. Well, another source that could make your life miserable and hard, it could be consequences of sin. Now, people don't like to hear that. If it's getting too wet, we can just stand under the canopy, too. Well, that's, yeah, he says, okay, he's under the cover. But if sprinkles too much for you, just come on under. But, you know, the reason things may be going wrong is because of the consequences of sin. Sin is fun a lot of times. And it's fun for me. It's fun for everybody. And there are sins that are fun. That doesn't mean they're right. And that's why God calls them a sin, because it's something we shouldn't be doing. You know, and it says in John 9:31, we know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but he's ready to hear those who worship him and do his will. So if you're out there just living however you want to, God may not be listening to you. You know, I got a lot of friends that I talk to, and some of them are Christians, some of them are not Christians. But when things go bad, as soon as things go bad, somebody goes to hospital or anything, hey, can you pray for me? You know, we need a prayer chain. We need to pray. And that is awesome. But how many prayers do you think are blocked that God's not listening to, like this verse says? Because they're not worshiping him. They live however they want to, and then they think, well, when things get rough, I go to Jesus. Rest time, I just live however I want. It doesn't work. And there's another verse. Now, dear friends, and this one is more encouraging. The last one was pretty bad. But this is a little more encouraging. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence. And we will receive from him whatever we ask because we obey him and to do the things that please him. So when you're going to God and you're going, Lord, if there's stuff that I ought to not be doing, you know, that there's stuff that separates me from you, tell me. And he will. He will tell you. So if your conscience is clear, things are good. God gave us a conscience to help us that we know when we're doing wrong. So you don't have to sit there and go, well, maybe I'm just not living right, and that's why God's not answering me. If you're living right, you know it, because God will put it on in your conscience that you're not if you don't. So it's awesome. You know, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence. I love that part. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. So the reason it talks about confessing sins to one another is not because God wants us to air our dirty laundry with just everybody. But if you're struggling with something that you continue to keep doing, if you share it with a friend, you can be accountable to them and they can be accountable to you. It's an accountability thing. Hey, dude, I'm struggling with this. Can you help me out? No, you don't want to do that. You want to do it. It's got to be somebody close to you. A close friend. You don't share your dirty laundry with just anybody. But like me and my brother, I have a brother 3 years younger than me. We talk at least twice a week. And when we struggle with things, we share them with one another. And then the next time we talk, it might be, hey, how are you doing with that problem? That's how we help one another, and that's how we succeed in it. So the third one, what's the third reason? The third reason, it may just be spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is something that gets downplayed by a lot of people and by a lot of churches too. But if you read Ephesians 6:12-13, it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So what does that mean? Well, it means that there is a devil, and there are demons that do try to influence us. Now, thankfully, the devil is not like God. He's not omnipresent, where he's everywhere all at the same time. He's not always right there. You know, some people attribute everything that goes wrong in their life to the devil. It ain't always. You know, some of it is bring upon ourselves. So there's a lot of reasons. But he is out there. And he knows if he can make us miserable, means we're spreading God's word, we're not sharing his message, so we become useless in that realm, and the devil's just loving it. So we need to identify, you know, is that maybe the devil just trying to raise Cain with us? Because a lot of times it is. And then the fourth one, I called it negative circumstances. There are times when God allows them to make you grow. That's the one we like the least. But you read in James 1, verse 2 through 4. It says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. I have a hard time making it there. But it's what the Bible says. Consider it joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. So there's times that God tests us because he wants us to get better. Now, a friend of mine used to race flat track. And the way he raced was, he always told me, just you ride as hard as you can, and you give it just a little bit more. Well, that's how our faith is. You know, it's very easy to have faith when things are going good. But when things are going bad, it's hard to have faith. But that's when our faith grows. So sometimes God allows stuff to happen to make our faith grow. Because when we get all done, you can look back and go, oh yeah, I remember, man, things just looked like it was just the end and I wasn't going to get to it. And boom, all of a sudden God showed up and it all fixed. It was all fixed. It worked. And you know, that's why you probably, if you know me at all, you've heard me say it before. You know, when prayers get answered, it's a real good idea to keep a journal, a prayer journal as to the things that God answered. Because then when things go bad, you can look at that and go, oh, yeah, I remember back then this happened and God did this and this happened and God did that. And it's really positive. It really helps you. So these are just 4 points. You know, physical exhaustion, consequences of sin, spiritual warfare, and negative circumstances. That's the 4. Those are the reasons why things may not be going good, but that's 4 important ones. So when things go bad, you need to identify it. And just let's start fixing it, okay? Let's make sure we're not tired. Make sure we're not hungry. I mean, that can influence us. Now, let's make sure we're going good there. Let's make sure that when we sit here and go, okay, God, what do you need me to fix? And then just start working on it one at a time. The spiritual warfare. You know, if you got those first two going, okay, well, I got all this going and I know I'm good, but spiritual warfare, hey, it must be the devil picking on me for a change. He likes to do that. So we can stand up against that. Our prayer makes him totally incapable of hurting us. We will win. And then the negative circumstances where I was talking about God testing us, let's look at it to see if he might be. And if he is, then we read the end result. You know, so let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Well, I still need stuff, so obviously I'm not there yet. But I don't think we're talking about stuff. I think we're talking about spiritual stuff here. So that's the point I want to make this morning. You got to evaluate yourself. And you can be a Christian and still live in sin and block God from answering your prayers. Let's make sure we're not there. You know, I've talked to people and they're like, man, it sounds, I feel like my prayers are just bouncing off the ceiling. Okay, let's look at this list and evaluate it. And then once you get it all figured out, I guarantee you things will be better. And that's the whole point of our message this morning. You don't have to struggle through adversity. There is a way to fix it. And with God's help, it will be fixed. With that, I'd like to close. Dear Father God, we love you. We thank you for everything that you do. Lord, none of us are perfect. None of us will be sinless till the day that we come join you in heaven. while we're down here, we're going to struggle. We're going to do things wrong. We're going to get tired. There's just a lot of things. I just ask that you give each one of us a keen mind to where we can look at it, we can evaluate ourselves, and make sure that we're in the right place. Lord, you want us to walk good on this earth, not because it looks good to others, but because it makes our life easier. The stuff that you ask us to do is not because you want to be a killjoy or whatever you want to call it. You want to keep us from having fun. You want things for us to be better. So, Father, just point it out to us what you want us to do, and we thank you. Lord, as we finish the service this morning, you know this is a race day, and we were wanting to race today. Father, we'd really appreciate it if you could let the track dry up just enough for us to get this race in. We've had so many reschedules that everybody's getting really tired of them. We don't know why it is the way it is, but we know you can even fix that. So, Father, if it's in your will, we ask that you would hold off the rain and make things happen for us today. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.